This is KVNF Regional News. It's Wednesday, March 12th. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado's four-month legislative session is halfway over. Benta Berkland talks to State House reporters about the reasons behind the calmer mood this year and what big pieces of legislation are still ahead.
Joining us, we have Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald and Peter Marcus with the Colorado Statesman. We've recently talked to legislative leaders in both parties about what they think of this session. Give me your observations as well.
Well, that's not everybody jump in at once. Cricket, cricket.
Yeah, I think a tumbleweed just blew through here as well. The session's been notable for how quiet it's been, especially when you compare it with last year. The biggest blow-ups we've seen this session have all been about things from last year. 2013 was when Democrats passed gun control bills. They passed an all-mail ballot election. They passed a renewable energy mandate on to help the rural utilities. Republicans have tried to repeal all these things. So now we're just on to the real work of the legislature, which is passing a budget. It's the only thing that they actually have to do, and that's what we're looking forward to in the next couple of months here.
And Peter, as Joe mentioned, the budget is going to take a lot of debate. Talk about that and some of the other things we may see in the second half of the session.
Yeah, well, you know, they say more money, more problems, and that's certainly going to be the case. I think probably your biggest fight is going to be over education because, you know, they're proposing to reduce the negative factor by $100 million, which isn't really even enough for the school world. The superintendents want to see more. Teachers want to see more. Everybody wants to see more. Of course, what they're not realizing, or they probably do realize, but just are ignoring it, we got a March revenue forecast coming out. We very well could have even less money, and everybody wants something, and not everybody's going to get everything they want. So it would be amazing to me if we don't see some sort of fighting over money and, you know, who gets what.
And then, Joe, there's always the unexpected. As we know, late bills come towards the end of the session, and some of those are more controversial, not necessarily, but there is more of a time crunch, so it intensifies the debate.
It does, although I'd be surprised to see anything really big dropped this year. Senior Democrats have to approve of it. And the strategy ever since Democrats won back full control of the legislature in 2012 has been, let's do all the big, hairy, controversial stuff in 2013 and put some distance between us and that in the 2014 session. So it'd be shocking to me if there were something really nutty that came up, because that would leave itself as the imprint of the 2014 session in voters' minds. I think Peter's right. The big fight is going to be over education.
Yeah, and then for you very incredible wonky nerds out there, we will see in the next couple of weeks a package of telecommunications reform bills that will be introduced. Believe it or not, this has been an incredibly controversial topic to update telecom laws. It's failed for at least 4 years. And so we'll be seeing that package of bills dealing with broadband investment, deregulation, some definitions. But it sounds like the stakeholders are much more on board than in years past, so I don't even anticipate too much fireworks over that one. For the most part, pretty cordial up in here.
Check back in another month or two and maybe somebody will have gotten into a fight, but otherwise you may go about your business, Colorado.
Thanks. That was Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald and Peter Marcus with the Colorado Statesman. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.
On the surface, the crisis in Ukraine seems to have nothing to do with oil and gas drilling in Colorado, but the two are more connected than it seems. Ukraine depends on Russia for nearly 70% of its natural gas imports, and for many European countries, they get all their gas from Russia through pipelines that crisscross the Ukraine. But Ukraine is badly in debt and owes a Russian gas company nearly $2 billion. The Wall Street Journal reports that the company is threatening to cut off Ukraine's gas supply if they don't pay up, and that could jack up prices and cause shortages both in Ukraine and in Europe. Now, Colorado Senator Mark Udall and other lawmakers from the western United States are taking advantage of the looming energy crisis to pressure the U.S. government to make it easier to export oil and gas, thanks to new techniques like fracking and horizontal more than enough gas to go around. Last week, Udall introduced a bill to allow American companies to sell gas to countries like Ukraine. According to a press release, Udall hopes to, quote, leverage Colorado and make the nation's natural gas reserves as a counterweight to Russian aggression. The idea is to make Ukraine less dependent on Russia for energy and also create new markets for U.S. oil and gas companies. Currently, it's illegal to sell oil drilled in the United States to other countries, and while natural gas exports are okay, they are still a long way off. So far, there are no gas export terminals anywhere in the country. Six are under construction, but the first ones won't be ready until sometime next year. So it's unlikely any American natural gas could help ease energy shortages in the Ukraine or Europe anytime soon. And continuing our coverage on the energy industry, a Denver-based environmental group says oil and gas companies aren't paying enough to drill on public lands. In a report, the Western Values Project says the 12.5% royalty rate that American companies pay is among the lowest in the world. The royalties are shared between states and the federal government, but Ross Lane, the group's director, told the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel that Western communities impacted by oil and gas drilling should get a higher rate. "We feel that increased development will affect Western communities acutely," he said. "They should receive more to deal with mitigation, reclamation, and needed infrastructure improvements that comes from increased development." But Western Energy Alliance, an industry group, says boosting royalties would make drilling on public lands even more expensive and impractical. In recent studies, the Government Accountability Office also criticized the leasing program, which hasn't changed in over 25 years. In fiscal year 2012, companies made nearly $70 billion from selling oil and gas produced from public lands and waters. They paid $10 billion to the federal government. The Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park is a huge tourist attraction for Western Colorado. A new National Park Service report found that nearly 200,000 people visited the park in 2012 and spent $11 million. Combined with the Curraconti National Recreation Area east of Montrose, the total visitation is over 1 million people and $45 million. Visitation was lower last year due to the government shutdown in October. Stay tuned for the Wednesday morning music mix with Jeff Reynolds. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.